Harvest Messages are brought to you by Harvest Partners. To receive free email daily devotions or to become a Harvest Partner, please visit us online at harvest.org.
You know, the Bible says in 2 Peter 2:9, right out of our book, right out of Peter, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light." Isn't that amazing? How God calls us. Thank you, Peter, for sharing that with us. Yeah, that we're the royal priesthood, we're the holy nation, we're the special people, all because of what Christ has done, but that we can proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of the darkness and into His marvelous light. And that's what we did. And that's what we're going to continue to do as a church. Amen? As crusades are coming, by the way, if you haven't got your crusade bumper sticker, there's two versions. There's this one here, very cool. And this one here, very cool. And then there's one, that I think, for $2. That is, you've seen the video. Pick one of those up. Those are also very cool. So pick those up. This song, Better Than Gold. These lyrics, I'm just going to read these lyrics to you because Tim and Billy did such a great job. You probably know them because you can probably sing them right now. Don't start singing them while I'm reading them, all right? It says, better than gold, better than all the world's treasures, better than gold. A love beyond measure, better than gold. Your gift of grace, your sacrifice for all of our sins, you paid the price. The life that you gave, redemption that flows, is better than gold. And it just reminds us of that passage of Scripture that we covered in those first few weeks here in our Valor study in 1 Peter 1:7 that says that the genuineness of our faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, even when it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Your faith and my faith in Jesus is valuable to God Himself. It's valuable to God Himself. God looks at our faith and He says, it is precious. There's that word precious. It is dear. It is costly. God understands. God puts a high value on our faith. It means a lot to Him. In fact, more than anything, the fact that we put our faith in Him, and especially when we're going through the fire, because that's when it says the genuineness of your faith, even though it is tested by fire, is more precious than gold. And that's God's perspective, looking down and saying it's more precious than gold. So as we're going through things, whatever it is in our family life, our work life, our parenting life, grandparenting, whatever it is, as our faith is challenged, we know that in God's eyes, it is very valuable to Him. God is taking notice. God sees what we're doing. He knows what we're going through. And He wants us to know that He loves us and He cares. And we have to think about what He paid so that we can have Him, you know? We have to think about what He paid. Think about the price that He paid so that He could have us and so that we could have Him. What was that price that He paid? The price of His Son. Doesn't that just tell you that our faith is very valuable to God? I mean, He paid the highest price that He could possibly pay, the life of His own beloved Son. And I don't know about you, but that it's like, oh, God, I don't understand it. We don't deserve it. But it just shows how great a love God has toward us. And God wants us to know that. He wants us to comprehend us. God doesn't need us. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need me. But He wants us. And He loves us. And that's a great thing to just really savor and think about and remember. But it says something here that our life of faith can bring God something very special. Our life of faith. And our life should always be a walk of faith. Faith is all, our relationship with God is always a faith walk, step by step by step. If you're not living by faith right now, something is wrong. We live by faith every single day. In fact, the Bible says that if we don't live by faith, we can't please God. The life of faith is what pleases God. But listen to what it says here. It says that our faith can bring him praise, honor, and glory. Our life of faith can bring God praise, honor, and glory. You know, the world can look at creation and say, God is powerful, right? God is creative. Look around. I mean, gosh, there's so much splendor in creation, right? I mean, go scuba diving in Kauai or something like that and just be blown away in about 5 minutes. You know, go to, you know, the national parks or whatever and look around at the beauty of things. Go look at the blood moon. I didn't really think that much of the blood moon. The only blood moon I saw was when I cracked my head open on the door jamb going to see the blood moon. True story. It was a little red. It was more gray from where I was standing. But the creation declares the glory of God, but people can see God's power and they can see his creative works. But you know what? It's through our lives that they can see God's power. And they certainly can see God's creative works because, you know, none of us look alike. None of us act alike. We're all very unique, every single person, every single human. But it also, our lives declare God's love and it declares God's faithfulness to us. Creation doesn't declare that. Creation doesn't declare that God is a God of love, but our lives declare God's love because people can see God working in us. People can see God's forgiveness. People can see the transformation that's taken place in our lives, that redemptive work that Christ has done. They can see that. That's what our lives declare. And because of that, it brings God glory, praise, and honor. Isn't that amazing to think? It's a blessing. It's such a privilege to know and walk with God and know that our lives can bring him glory and praise and honor. Peter also shares with us something else that's much more precious than gold, and it's in 1 Peter 1:18, where he says that we are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold or aimless conduct or traditions of our fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus as a lamb without blemish or spot. Nothing that this world has to offer, no gold, no status, no talent, no skill, no anything can redeem us. Only the precious blood of Jesus, which is better than gold. Isn't that awesome to think about? Some people think that they have an inside track on God, that somehow they're going to be the one that get into heaven without the blood of Christ through some skill or talent or knowledge or something, but it only happens through the precious blood of Jesus, which is better than gold. Better than gold. Isn't that amazing? I love that. You know, the Bible, actually a guy asked me the other night, was there any other way, this was Friday night at the well, he said, was there any other way that Jesus could have died for us? In fact, it was kind of weird. He said, what if Jesus was just suffocated? Would we have been okay? You know? And my answer to him was, well, I don't know about hypothetical situations, but the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. There has to be a shedding of blood. That's what the Bible says. You can think about all different ways or whatever, but the Bible says it had to be the shedding of blood. And the Bible also says in Hebrews 10:4 that it wasn't the blood of bulls and goats, that it's not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin, which took place in the Old Testament, which were a covering of sin, but they wouldn't take away sin. They all were pointing to what Jesus would ultimately do. Even the sins of the Old Testament saints were covered and taken away by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:11 through 14, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling and unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve a living God? It's the blood of Jesus that sanctifies us, that purifies us, and also, this is important, even allows us to serve him. I love serving the Lord, don't you? Don't you love whatever it is. It can be something that seems not very significant to things that seem very significant, like sharing the gospel with somebody. But serving the Lord is made possible by the shedding of blood, the blood that Jesus shed. Doesn't that make everything we do for God so valuable? No matter what it is, no matter what we do, it brings honor and glory to God because he paved the way for us to be able to do that by shedding his blood for us. Better than gold. Better than gold. So amazing. You know, with summer coming, with this break that we're taking from Valor, please don't retire from Bible study. Please don't take a break. Please don't let your guard down. But even shift into a higher gear and go for it. Study the Word on your own. Get together with your group. Find some men. Get together and get some accountability. Serve the Lord this summer. So many opportunities. Did we hand out the sheet with all the opportunities? We've got some opportunities coming up in the church here so you guys can stay involved. You know, when summer comes, it's a lot of times we start thinking about vacations and going to the beach and kicking back and, all right, man, I don't have to do my study anymore. Man, don't have that mindset. Have the mindset that you're going to step it up, not step it back. The opportunities we have to serve the Lord, obviously we have the Harvest Crusade coming, and I think that having this little mini crusade at the Brand Center, so many of you guys got involved and were helping out with ushering and maybe doing decision follow-up for the first time. You know, use the opportunity with the crusade coming up to get involved in some way in serving the Lord. Get involved with the start rallies. Get involved with the crusade through ushering or becoming a decision follow-up counselor. We have some other dates. We have Fred Jordan Mission coming up on different Saturdays coming up. Get involved with these things. We're going to have a couple of work days at the new facility coming up. They're going to be May 17th and May 24th, coming up pretty quick. We're going to go in there. We're just going to start moving things out and getting things ready. This isn't bring your chainsaws and sledgehammers. This is just come, and we're going to start moving some things out so we can start construction. There's things in there that need to be moved out, and this is going to be a time for us to get together and work together. Isn't that, it's kind of fun to think about, right? You know, it says in the book of, I think it's Ezra, that the people had a mind to work. And I like that. I think it's good for us to work together. So we're going to go over there. We're going to move some things out. And then the on the second Saturday, the following Sunday, we're going to have a worship and prayer day over there. And we're just going to go in there. It's going to be kind of an empty shell. Tim and the worship team is going to come, and we're going to go there, and we're going to worship, and then we're just going to pray that God would pour out his Spirit, you know, and that God would just do a great work, you know, at that building, even as he's done here. You know, the church isn't a building, right? The church is us, the people of God, but we need a bigger building. But so we're going to do that. And then on June 10th, we're going to have the classic car meet, which is coming up, which we did last year, which was great. So keep that on your radar and talk to Jonathan and Steve and Kurt if you guys are interested in getting involved with that, with helping, or if you got some cars, we want to be involved with that. And then we have some start rallies and some other things. But we're going to give you guys one of these on your way out, as well as the CD. That way you have those things. But, you know, let's not let down. You know, I think we all of us have I do, and I hope you do, have kind of a new appreciation for Peter. Peter was the guy that, you know, a lot of times we remember all of the times he messed up, right? All that he had that foot and mouth disease, and he would always kind of went off half-cocked, and, you know, we remember those things because it's like it makes us feel better, you know, because it's like I relate to that. But Peter was also the man, some of his last words recorded in the Gospel of John, were Jesus commissioning Peter to go and feed my sheep and tend my lambs. And he was asking Peter, do you love me? Three times he asked him that. And the last time Peter said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Peter, and then Jesus commissioned him, then go and tend my sheep. And when we look at through these epistles, as we've looked at, we see that Peter was faithful to that, don't we? So faithful to it, as he even wrote these epistles, wrote these letters that have so much rich doctrine and encouragement in them. He always takes us right back to Jesus, doesn't he? He points us to Jesus all the time. The same Peter who ultimately ended up in a Mamertine prison and was released basically to walk out probably on the road, the Appian Road, Appian Way, or this, I can't remember exactly what they call it, but was walked out of the Mamertine prison to be crucified upside down because of his faith in Christ. And Peter did finish the race well. He did finish the calling which God called him to do well. But he did so knowing that the life that he lived, the faith that he lived, was better than gold. And that the price that Jesus paid for his life through his blood was better than gold. And that's what every single one of us as believers have. We have the salvation bought by the blood of Christ, and we have a life of faith to live for Christ that can bring honor and glory and praise to Jesus. Amen? Excited. All right. Listen, I'm going to take 5 minutes, and I'm going to open up this time, and you guys are going to have more time to do this, but I want you to be thoughtful about this, and if anyone in here was really impacted by something through these books that just really made a huge impact on your life, and please don't get up and ramble, but if there's something specific that God really ministered to you, and we'll give you like 30 seconds to just stand up and share something that God ministered to you through his word or through your group, then I'm going to give you 30 seconds to do that, and I'm going to even walk and hand you the mic so everyone can hear you. So does anybody want to share something? 30 seconds. Anybody? I'm going to walk back here. What's your name?
Stein. My name's Stein, and I haven't been going to this church that long. And I actually haven't been a believer that long, 13 months, but I just want to say that this group of guys, this pastor, and all the other speakers are just so full of life, so full of passion, that it's just awesome to be a part of this. And I just thank and praise God for all of you and what he's done with all of us. And thanks again.
Thank you, Stein. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else? You chicken. Anybody else? Okay. I know you, Brian. And 30 seconds is all you got, buddy.
I just want to thank my leader, Kevin. I've been going through a real problemsome marriage, And Kevin's really stepped up as a leader, continued to text me and keep me encouraged. And I'm glad I'm here tonight. The Lord's really working things. And I just thank you guys for all the prayers that I know a lot of people have been told about. And I just thank this church a lot. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brian. All right. Maybe one or two more. One or two more. 30 seconds. Go.
All right. I'm Vu Nguyen. I'm from Colts Group. Just so you guys all know, we're in a cult. Just kidding. But I've been really blessed by the fact that we've all been really growing in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is one strong group of men where I really get to come here, get plugged in, and really learn more about the grace of our Lord. You know, just like 2 Peter 3:18, it says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." And honestly, every single Tuesday, I get to grow that every single time. So praise God for that. Amen.
And those were Peter's last words in 2 Peter, too. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Irv?
Well, if I'm on the spot, what I'd like to say is I've received some miraculous healing since I've been with this group. And we've got a wonderful leader, Dick, and a bunch of good men. And I sure appreciate your prayers. I'm living proof of God's answer to prayer. I've had cancer twice now. Doctors are taking stuff out of me. They can have it. And I just tell the doctors, don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Just do your thing and leave me alone. And so they do their thing, and I come back. And I sure appreciate being here and knowing all you people and having the great leadership of guys like Mike. Thanks so much. God bless you.
All right, brother.
I've been helping out with the Harvest Crusade for like a long time now. And doing the Harvest Crusade is funner than watching trains and funner than riding trains. I'm just like on fire helping out with the Harvest Crusade. It's funny. I don't usually say it's funner than trains usually. But in this case, it actually is. So, yeah.
And if that doesn't get you involved in the Harvest Crusade, I don't know what will. So, all right. That's it, guys. So what we're going to do now...